Splashing. Wet and messy. Even the terms used to refer to food play sound vaguely sexual, don't they? I admit, I've never taken a beautifully decorated cake, sunk my bare foot into it, squelched sponge cake and frosting between my toes, and then presented it to a submissive to lick off. But the fact that just hearing that sentence spoken may have aroused you arouses me. Sometimes images flicker through my head that intrigue me, like what I might look like after having rolled around naked in a pool of olive oil. Then I wonder if that's what you want, food fetishist, to be doused in it. Or maybe you want us to roll around in it together, finishing off with an impossibly slippery foot job from yours truly, until you add your cum to the oily bath. I love food and eating, so maybe there are some of you who would simply like to jack off while you listen to me chomp, crunch, slurp, and smack my way through a snack. That makes me giggle, and it sounds like a lot of fun. I've never smashed a cake with my foot and fed it to a fetishist, but I've played with whipped cream before, built a pseudo sundae around my boyfriend's cock with it, festooned it with chopped nuts and chocolate sauce, and topped it all off with a maraschino cherry before licking it clean. And he's done the same to me. But perhaps you could broaden my horizons, or at least teach me a thing or two. I'm actually dying to know just how your fetish for food manifests itself. I may be uninitiated, but I'm game, kinky, and curious. Tell me about yourself and your food fetish fantasies. If you'd like to know more about me and my kinky tastes, feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.